Good day, listeners. Thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's episode, we chat with Jan Draper and Rebecca Welton from Right Here, Right Now. Right Here, Right Now, which is under the direction of Jan Draper, provides free creative writing workshop opportunities to townshipers across the region. Earlier this year, Right Here, Right Now organized workshops on flash writing. And now it has launched their latest anthology series known as Flash Reads, an anthology of flash fiction, poetry, and shorts. Jan and Rebecca spoke to CIDI all about the workshops, the idea behind flash writing, and the launch of Right Here, Right Now's new anthology series. Joining us for the conversation was Susan Burbank and John LeBaron, two townshippers that participated in the flash writing workshops and whose piece was chosen for the Flash Reads anthology. They spoke about their experience participating in Right Here, Right Now's workshops and why people should have more opportunities to dabble in creative writing. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Jan, Rebecca, Susan, and John. John, Susan, Rebecca, and Jan, we are here today to celebrate the launch of Flash Reads, an anthology of flash fiction, poetry, and shorts. Now, Rebecca and Jan, we had the chance to speak earlier this year when Right Here, Right Now first announced the workshops on flash writing. So these workshops were, of course, a part of a flash anthology competition that provided townshippers with the opportunity to have their work published. I haven't had a chance to catch up with you, Rebecca and Jan, since we last spoke. So I just wanted to flip the conversation over to you, Jan, and start off by asking you how these workshops on flash writing went and how successful they were. Did you have a good number of participants? I know that this was one of the first times that you were doing workshops on flash writing.
The first workshop I started with last January was just on short stories. And then we did flash memoir, flash detective fiction, flash science fiction, and flash humor, which is actually John and Rebecca's specialty, but I winged it. They were really well attended. There were roughly 25 to 30 people in each workshop, and we talk about how you use standard literary techniques when you're writing something that's very, very short. Because clearly, if you're writing a story that's only 300 words, you can't spend a lot of time establishing a setting. You have to choose what is absolutely most important and maybe write one sentence. So the workshops were very good, I think, for people's general writing abilities. And we had a lot of fun. There were a lot of questions, a lot of responses. So I think it worked well. We did not limit people who submitted work to the book to those who'd been to the workshop. So clearly, I mean, that would be ridiculous. But we certainly encouraged the participants to send their work on. So it was really great. I had a good time.
Great. And John and Susan, you were two people that participated in these workshops. And I was curious to hear about your experience and how these workshops benefited you exactly. So perhaps, I don't know, John or Susan, maybe you want to take over and just highlight a little bit your experience and maybe how these workshops benefited you when you participated.
Well, I can take the first stab, if you'd like. They've benefited me tremendously. As an outcome of the workshops, I published a book of essays that are generally meant to be humorous. Others can judge whether they're funny or not. But that book would not have appeared absent the workshops. And Right Here, Right Now is a project generally. And so that's one outcome. The content of the book, some of the pieces were written before I started participating in the workshops, but some of them are a direct result of the workshop activity. So I'm very grateful for that. I've also given workshops, as Jan just said. I believe that the humor workshop that we did in Knowlton was Rebecca's introduction to Right Here, Right Now. Rebecca has gone on, of course, to take a critical leadership role in the vitality of Right Here, Right Now as it has emerged to this moment.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much, John. And how about for you, Susan? What kind of piqued your interest in taking part in these workshops, and how do you think it contributed to either refining your writing skills or maybe just providing you with an opportunity to get creative?
I didn't take part in the latest workshops, the flash workshops, I have to say.
I've only taken part in a few of the meetings online on Zoom, but the experiences that I did have, I think it's such an amazing idea to get writers together and to get the motivation, the ideas, and the to talk really with like-minded people that, you know, your writing is a different thing. So your immediate surroundings, your family and friends don't necessarily understand. If you happen to share your work with them, they'll say, oh yes, it's lovely, but you know, you don't get the ideas and the critiquing that you probably want with the so I think that this whole right here right now is an amazing idea. It's done a lot for me, and I've written a lot more than I ever would have written had I not taken part, and if I didn't meet the people that I've met through right here, right now. It's wonderful.
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, we are, of course, here today to speak about the launch of Flash Reads, an anthology of flash fiction, poetry, and shorts. Now that these workshops took place and townshippers had the chance to put a piece together and to submit it. And Rebecca, from my understanding, you were the editor for this series. And I was just curious to know how you went about choosing the pieces that are included in the series. I was wondering if you could maybe highlight that for our listeners a little bit in the process that you took when putting this together.
So I'm the lead editor, but I couldn't have done this alone. We're very, very lucky to be able to call on an editorial board. We were very lucky to count on talents. We had Jan Draper, Julian Easley, Phyllis Size, John LeBaron, Lisa LeBaron-Lapp, and Christine Choquet. So once we had the editorial board in place, what we did is we sent out the call for submissions. And we watched, it really was an exciting process as we like watched them come in. We had over 120 entries.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It blew us away just how enthusiastic everyone was for this project. So we had to sort the entries according to category. So for this book, we had three categories. We had poetry, which was capped at 30 lines. We had flash narratives of no more than 300 words and longer shorts stretching up to 1,200 words. So what we did with the editorial board is we split off into three groups, with one group responsible for one category. And then came a very mammoth task of reading, assessing, and discussing each and every entry in that category. Once this was done, emails were sent out to all the contributors. In the end, we accepted 96 of the entries. Then we had to reread all the entries again and sorted them into a pleasing order for the book. The next process was copy editing the whole book. While I was doing the copy edit, as an editorial board, we came up with 15 different title options and 10 different front covers.
Wow.
So, awful lot of thought and discussion went into the final title and cover, but they feel that the cover and the title perfectly match the intent and the feel of the pieces that are inside. So once this was completed, the draft manuscript, we would then send it to Christine Choquet, and then we had two different versions of the book. So we have an ebook and a paperback, and each different version had to be proofread, and then we uploaded it for publishing. It has been released. You can buy it at Bromley Books in Knowlton. It's for sale there. It's also available on Amazon. Within the first week of it being launched, I kept an eye on the Amazon sales chart. But at one point, we were rated as 15 in short story anthologies. And for a while, for a couple of days, we were number one in Canadian short stories.
That's really great.
All the contributors and the pieces that they wrote were just extraordinary. They really are.
And one of my curiosities was, because I know that you did different workshops on different forms of flash writing, what seemed to be the most popular and what seemed to pique the people's interest the most when you were putting together the anthology series? What form of flash writing seemed to be really popular?
I was actually really surprised. It was very balanced. So in the three categories,
okay.
I honestly, I didn't know which one, but I did think there would be one, like, winner. But no, they're really, really balanced. So I think a lot of people tried their hand at new things. We had submissions from the same person, but would submit in all three categories, because you could submit three pieces, up to three pieces.
Okay.
And that was really wonderful to see. Just how people were trying out different things and different genres of flash writing.
And John and Susan, I was really curious, as two people who, from my understanding, wrote pieces for the anthology series, I'm really interested in hearing more about your piece. I was wondering if maybe you could highlight your piece a little bit for our listeners, just to give them an idea as to maybe what they can discover if they're interested in learning more about the published anthology series. I'll let you highlight your piece a little bit more and what form of flash writing you decided to take on. John, why don't you start on that for us?
Rebecca just mentioned writers that she is already familiar with drawing their hands at different things. And so I tried my hand at poetry. Whether it's any good or not is for others to judge, but the titles of the three pieces were Dominoes, which is a reflection of my experience at my age in seeing sort of the passage of friends and family through various stages of life, not all of which are particularly happy. And so I recorded that, and then I wrote two other pieces that have a more political bent to them. One that focuses on the shooting of a totally unarmed and innocent black man in Memphis, Tennessee. The title of that poem is Memphis, and the other one about gun violence and the insanity of it. And that poem is called Thoughts and Prayers. And so that's what I focused on for this book. I didn't just simply do it because I wanted to try out a different genre. I did it because these are issues that cut straight to my gut. And that is how I decided I would try to express them. So perhaps, Susan, you can share what your feelings are.
Yeah, Susan, please feel free. I'd love to hear more about your pieces as well.
Well, I have two poems in the book. I've always written poetry. But I have to say that now that I'm really into this flash reads, I'm kind of trying to write other stuff. But it's two poems that I have in the book. You know, I've noticed that I'm more aware of my surroundings, perhaps, and more aware of nature. And one of the poems I have in there is called Rain or Shine. I was inspired by just a beautiful, beautiful sunny day that followed two really gloomy days. That the day was so much more beautiful. It had so much more to it because of the previous gloomy days. I was just sitting at my window with my coffee and I thought, man, yeah, that's life, you know? Like, we need the challenges and the imperfections and the problems to make us appreciate the efforts that we're putting into something. So that's how the poem came about. If everything was perfect, we just wouldn't appreciate it. So
yes.
That's how that one came to be.
Well, I think that's a great message. And now, this is a general question for all of you, actually, so please feel free to provide your perspectives and comments. So after launching these workshops and or participating in these workshops, why do you think flash writing is so beneficial for people, and why should they have more opportunities to dabble in flash writing? What is so special about this form of writing? I will leave the floor open to anyone who wants to take this conversation, who wants to kick off this conversation. Perhaps Jan, since we haven't heard from you in a little bit.
I think it's really good because you learn how to use the techniques of writing. You can't just sort of indulge yourself and spend like five sentences on establishing the character. You've got to really think, and then you've got to choose. And I think that's a really good exercise, not just for writing, but for thinking and for life, because you learn to focus on what's really critical and to get rid of the excess. And of course, flash reading is great for people because I've heard from so many individuals, I don't have an hour a day to sit and read, but I want to pick something up over my coffee. Well, flash reads is absolutely the ideal for that. And it means that people still read, but they just read in a way that fits into their day more easily. And of course, it forms a really good community. In our workshops, we have people from across Canada, from the US, from Europe, periodically from Asia as well. We see different perspectives. That, to me, is really important.
Would anyone else like to add anything there?
I completely agree with Jan. I think before we started this project, because we had done an anthology before, we did the Hope and Resilience in the time of COVID. And after that, we sort of asked around, we were just like, well, what next? If we're going to do another anthology, what should we do it on? And we talked to lots of people. And the message we got back was that people, they don't want anything long or heavy at the moment. I don't know if it's because we're coming out of the pandemic. People were very passionate about the fact that they just wanted to dip in and out of things. And when they're writing, they just wanted to write something short so that they can feel that they've accomplished something. When you're writing a novel, it could take, you know, months before you actually get that feeling. Whereas if you're writing Flash, you know, you can do it in a couple of hours. And at the end of it, you get that sense of achievement. You're like, oh my God, I did that. And I've completed it. And it's there. That's my piece of work. I think it was definitely feeling amongst our writers and the writing community that they would like to do something that was short. That's why we chose to focus on Flash writing.
It responds to the realities of what creatives are looking for here.
Absolutely. But I think one of the main advantages is it keeps writers sharp. It really does. No matter what you're writing, I really, really highly recommend you writing Flash every now and again, because you have to think about every single word, every sentence, every paragraph, everything has to work to be in there. Mm-hmm. And it really does hone your skills as a writer. So there was benefits all around. Everyone has been very, very enthusiastic and passionate about this project. You know, so no matter how much time you have, you will get something out of this book.
And I'm really curious to know, and I think others may be too, who might not be aware of Flash writing, will Right Here, Right Now offer more workshops on Flash writing in the future? I didn't know if Rebecca or Jan, if you would be willing to comment on that. I'm sure that this interview will pique some curiosity. So I was just, that was one of my final questions.
Well, the workshop that I plan for December will definitely be a Flash workshop, Flash memoir. Just in the last week, I added 3 people to our list that we send emails out to. Many more are always welcome. One important point is that the anthology received funding from New Horizons, which is a federal program, and we have an application in. Fingers crossed, we should hear in February, and that will give us funding for the next year. And we will definitely have Flash workshops. We're also branching out to include informational workshops that people in our audience would like. For example, something on feeding birds in the winter, something on how to use your computer more effectively. Okay. That's always a big issue. And if we don't get the grant, we will certainly continue. We're not going to just sort of give it all up, because the community that has been established is just absolutely wonderful. Fingers crossed that New Horizons will fund the next proposal.
Now, my last question, Rebecca, you highlighted this at the beginning of the interview, but so people who are interested in maybe picking up a copy, they can pick it up at Bromlake Books, you mentioned, and they can order it on Amazon. Those are the 2 best ways to go about it?
Yes. So on Amazon, you can get the Kindle version.
Okay.
And you can get back, and at Bromlake Books, they have the paperback.
Great. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you all. Thank you so much for joining today. But please feel free to mention anything else that maybe I didn't touch on in my questions before we sign off.
Before I forget, I just want to let everyone know that we are actually going to have a stall at the Townships Holiday Book Fest that's in Lennoxville on December the 10th, Sunday, December the 10th. The book fest is from 10 till 4, and we are going to be there selling the book. We also have a slot at 2 o'clock where we're going to be doing some readings as well. So please, if you're in the area, it's going to be at the Adame Baudouin Community Centre in Lennoxville. Please come along and say hello.
Thank you all again for joining. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Taylor.
Thank you very much. This has been fun.
Thank you so much, John and Susan, for participating. It was great to meet you both. That wraps up today's episode of Townships Daily News Bits, where CIDI had the chance to speak with Rebecca Welton and Jan Draper from Right Here, Right Now, and John LeBaron and Susan Burbank about the recently published Flash Writing Anthology series. We hope that you enjoyed our conversation on Flash Writing and that you learned a little something new today. And I'll sign off with a friendly note of encouraging our listeners to have fun and get creative, no matter what form of creativity that may be. Thank you all again for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show. Tune in next time for more Daily News Bits. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.